This is God's plan for us, living by the Holy Spirit of God in Galatians 5, 16 to 25. This is the devil and our flesh's plan for us, to put us in the ditch. The irony of this is that when we're in the ditch, the flesh says and Satan says, this is how you want to live. That's how much our flesh, I mean, it's really about our flesh today. How much our flesh lies to us, promises everything, puts us in the ditch. Face plant, humiliation and misery. But God wants to take us in a place where we are cruising by his strength with the joy of the Lord on our face. It doesn't mean this is easy. It just means we're living by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
Hi, friends, and welcome to Live in the Light. I'm the host of Live in the Light, Craig Turnbull, and joining me in our studio is our teacher, Pastor Robbie Simons. And hey, we say this a lot, but we really, truly do mean it. We're glad that you stopped by our program today and sincerely do pray that God works in our hearts through the teaching of his word. We're in the middle of a series right now at Live in the Light entitled The Holy Spirit. We believe it's a foundational series. And Robbie, today we come to a foundational text within this foundational series. A
lot of foundation going on, and we're not afraid to repeat that because it's true. And we're anticipating that you're blessed right now. Hey, loved ones, let us know. Let us know how God's at work in your heart, because we know the teaching of the Holy Spirit is so needed if the church is going to move forward in our day and God's people will be strengthened. Do you know our verse today from Galatians 5, primarily verse 16? One commentator said this. He said, this is one of the most important and helpful verses on Christian living in the entire Bible. Why is that? Well, here's a question. Do you struggle with sin? Yeah, me too. How do you overcome sin? Let me tell you, you're not going to be able to do it, and neither am I. We need the Holy Spirit. The text says today, but walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Is sin getting you down? Is sin annoying? Is sin aggravating? Is sin causing you to feel depressed like it does to me sometimes? Walk by the Spirit of God. He alone can cause you to rise above and persevere through the difficulties of life and especially the temptations of our flesh. Again, I hope we got your attention. Here comes God's word, but be careful, your life might actually change. Two words to that, go Lord.
Amen. Okay, exciting stuff, edifying stuff. And just a reminder, if you'd like to get a copy of today's message, or if you'd like to pick up a copy of a message maybe you've missed in this series, make sure you visit us online at liveinthelight.ca or phone us up at 1-844-22-LIGHT. All right, here again is Pastor Robbie with today's message entitled In Step with the Holy Spirit.
Please find a Bible and turn to Galatians chapter 5. We continue in our series here on the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5, we'll be looking at verses 16 to 25 today. And today we have a very important message. It's a very important message because our passage today, in many ways, you listen to this carefully, our passage today defines the Christian life, designs the way we are to live the Christian life, and directs the entire Christian life. So that's a pretty massive statement. Some of us heard it, some of us didn't. Turning in our Bibles, we're thinking about whatever, but let me just say it again, and hopefully we can all hear it then, because it is so important. Our text today, Galatians 5, 16 to 25, is a passage that defines, designs, and directs the entire Christian life. Our passage today will also describe the believer, unbeliever as well, but it will describe the Christian who has fallen off his or her bike and lying in the ditch and suffering from their own misery and apathy and lack of victory in Jesus Christ. So in one sense, you'll see the believer lying in the ditch off their bike, unable to really do much and have any real kind of victory in Christ in their lives. And then it'll also describe, though, the believer in Jesus Christ who is living the empowered life, the strengthened life, the victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a very, very important passage. It's going to define the difference of living by the flesh and living by the Holy Spirit of God. So my question to you right now is, where are you on your spiritual bike? Are you in the ditch, or are you riding and cruising by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So speaking of bikes, let's take that metaphor and put on the screen here for a second, all right? So here's a guy that I'm going to say is representing the metaphor of the picture. He's filled with the strength and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of God. Look at him. He's no hands, man. That's what happens with the Holy Spirit of God. It's not our effort. It's his effort in us. Look at the smile on his face. He's happy. He's filled with joy, man. He's going exactly where he wants to go. He's excited about how it's going. And this is a picture or a metaphor of the life that is filled and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit of God. But we got to be careful, because if our eyes get off of Jesus Christ, if we fail to walk by the Spirit of God, we'll see in our passage today, then this begins to happen. Then all of a sudden, the wheel has been turned, all right? And all of a sudden, the direction is not certain. The smile has quickly evaporated from his face. He is now filled with fear. He doesn't know what's going to happen. And so he's in this place now of getting a bit in trouble. And then we'll go to the next slide here. So we see now his bike has now turned up and he's in real problem. The flesh now has taken over, metaphorically speaking, all right? And he is, again, not going where he's supposed to go. He is not feeling strength, and he is bracing for hurt and pain, because that's what's going to happen. And the final picture we see here, here we go. All right. The bike now is vertical. That's bad. He is horizontal. That's also bad. He's doing a total face plant. Also bad. Okay, spiritually speaking, this is living and this is operating by the flesh. Let's do a summary of what we're looking at today in God's word, okay? This is God's plan for us, living by the Holy Spirit of God in Galatians 5:16-25. This is the devil and our flesh's plan for us, to put us in the ditch. The irony of this is that when we're in the ditch, the flesh says and Satan says, this is how you want to live. This is where blessing is found. This is when all we're going to meet and all we want to have and all the pleasure of life. But the reality is, this is what it ends up being. That's how much our world lies to us. That's how much our flesh, I mean, it's really about our flesh today. How much our flesh lies to us, promises everything, puts us in the ditch, face plant, humiliation and misery. But God wants to take us in a place where we are cruising by his strength with the joy of the Lord on our face. It doesn't mean this is easy. It just means we're living by the strength and the power of the Holy Spirit of God. This is what our message defines for us today and directs us to. So, one commentator, Tom Constable, he said this about verse 16. He says, this is one of the most important and helpful verses on Christian living in the Bible. So that's a big deal. Verse 16 itself, one of the most important and helpful verses on Christian living. I mean, do we have a desire to live as Christ wants us to live? We got to pay attention to what's in front of us today then. Now, why would he say that? Because in verse 16 and forward, we find out this, who's really leading our lives? Now, that's a very important question. I want to ask you that right now, as I ask myself that right now. Who is leading your life? Who is the greatest leader over your life? Who's the greatest source of influence in your life? Who is it? I mean, a lot of us, we would point to parents possibly, friends, employers, certain mentors. Some of us, it's celebrities, which I don't fully understand, but a lot. It's amazing the influence that's being sent down from our societal figures. For some of us, it's we're influenced leadership by through entertainment. Just the philosophy of our world and guiding our minds. Now, some of the examples I said there, some of them are good leaders, some of them not so much at all. But what needs to be as clear as ever for anyone who is truly saved in Jesus Christ, for anyone who is truly regenerate by the Holy Spirit of God, our single greatest leader must be the greatest influence upon our life, without exception, must be the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit of God. Because what do leaders do? They evoke and inspire followers. Again, who are you following? Now, what's the temptation is, or the I think the sincerity in many hearts right now is, well, I'm following Christ. But are we really? Is that proven by our mind? Is that proven by our time? Is that proven by our wallets? Is that proven by our affections, as we'll see today? Of course, you and I can sit here and say today, yeah, the greatest leader of my life is the Holy Spirit. But let's really find out, is he? Is he really the greatest influencer on who we are, what we're doing, and who we seek to be? This is what the Bible wants to say to us today and express to us today. Ultimately, the Holy Spirit is to be the one that we are in step with? And that becomes the question that frames our message. Is the Holy Spirit leading me? Or, as the Bible says today, am I in step with the Holy Spirit of God? Am I in step with the Holy Spirit of God? We're going to find out today. We're going to answer that question today. Let's look at Galatians 5, verse 16. It says this, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit," now notice four times already the word Spirit, capital S Spirit, has already been used. You have no question as to what the theme is of the passage that we are reading. "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you as I warned you before," listen to this, "that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Now here's the massive contrast, verse 22. "But the fruit of the Spirit, contrasted with the works of the flesh, is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Of course there's no law against these things. This is the very virtue and will of God in our lives. There's no law against those. Verse 24, "And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." And then our final verse for today, verse 25. "So therefore, if we live by the Spirit, let us also," here's our sermon title, "keep in step with the Spirit." Again, the question we're asking today, am I in step with the Holy Spirit of God? Am I in step with the Holy Spirit of God? Let's find out. How do I keep in step with the Holy Spirit of God according to Galatians 5, verses 16 to 25? Three main answers to this question. Here's the first answer. Point number one, I must walk by the Spirit. Why? Because he's the flesh denier in my life. I must walk by the Spirit because he alone can deny the flesh that is my greatest enemy within me. Only the Holy Spirit is the true flesh denier. Again, verse 16. "But I say, walk by the Spirit." Why? Well, here you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. And they are opposed to one another to keep you from doing the things you want to do. Notice right away, the Bible tells us again, loved ones, again the Bible is telling us that within us, there's a war raging. And let's be clear here, okay? Often we're aware of the war raging outside of us. Valid, that's true. Our battle is not against flesh and blood, against the evil forces of darkness, the powers and principalities. But the reality is the single greatest enemy that you and I face is the war raging within us. Now notice what this war is over within us. Notice in verses 16 and 17, notice the word desires shows up three times. Here's the battle. The desires of the flesh are against the desires of the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are against the desires of the flesh. Now, if you look at the word desires there, desires means what? Desires means what is my heart set upon? Desires, note this, loved ones, this is important, okay? And by the way, today, there's a lot coming today. This is gonna be a very in-depth message. Holy Spirit, help us to learn and pay attention and understand and be transformed. Desires, that word, is morally neutral, meaning it's neither good nor bad. It depends what our desires are set upon. Desires is what my heart, again, is set upon. It's the presence of strong desires, impulses, longings, the passionate craving toward an object or a person. So again, desire itself is neutral, but it's the battle for our desires which is being described here, which also describes the entire Christian life. The desires, our affections, our longings, my heart, is it set upon good, the will of the Spirit of God? Is it set upon evil, darkness, sin, the will of my flesh? This is the battle going on in every single one of us who is truly saved in Jesus Christ. You say, why do you make the distinction of those saved in Christ? Because the unbeliever knows nothing of this battle. There is no battle of Spirit of God versus flesh because the unbeliever doesn't have the Spirit of God within them. That's why when you come to Christ, all of a sudden you are aware of something you were never aware of before. There's a war raging within. It's a war for your heart and for mine. So what these verses are explaining is that every day we live in this battle, a battle for our heart. The Spirit of God versus the flesh of man, the flesh of our sin within us. Now, notice in verse 17, notice how the Spirit of God within us and the flesh within us, they don't like each other at all. The desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. The desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. They oppose one another to keep us from doing the things that we want to do. So the Spirit and the flesh within us are arch enemies. They never get along. They're never at peace. They never agree. They never make a truce. 100% all the time until we get to glory in Jesus Christ, the Spirit and the flesh within us are at war with one another. So think about it, loved ones. This battle raging within us every day, the one side, the Spirit of God within us, seeks to produce life, joy, peace, blessing, eternal fruit, and hope, all rooted in truth. But the other side of this battle, the flesh within us, seeks to produce death, misery, pain, self-destruction, and false hope, all rooted in lies. Now, when you put it like that, the choice seems to be really easy. Well, life, joy, and peace versus pain, death, and destruction. Of course I want life, hope, and peace. But if only it were that easy because of the subtle nature and the incessant pursuit of sin that our flesh rages within us. It's a battle, and you and I know it every single day. It's a war, and I'm praying even through this message, with more light shining in our own darkness, we will see our flesh for what it really is. A manufacturer of unending sin. We cannot produce righteousness of God ourselves. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Here's one of the bottom lines for today too. This battle raging of spirit versus flesh. Ready? One of the bottom lines for, if you, all you take from this message is this, this will be helpful. The only possible way to defeat the flesh in your life is the Holy Spirit of God. The only one who can overcome the flesh in my life and yours is by the power, the strength, and the grace of God through the person of the Holy Spirit. So the single greatest difference maker in this war that we are in of spirit versus flesh is verse 16. Look at verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit. There it is. There it is. Walk, live in, be directed by. May your main leader and influencer be the Holy Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You will not carry out, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. If I have any hope in denying the evil of my flesh, my only option as a believer in Christ is to walk by the Spirit of God. Now, can you see why verse 16 is so important for the Christian life? This is the difference again by those in the ditch and those who are being carried along in the strength and the presence of Almighty God. If I fail to walk by the Spirit, I don't stand a chance against the temptation and the passions of the flesh within. Walk here. What does walk here mean? It is a daily decision.
It is an ongoing, every day I wake up, it's the intentionality of I must walk by the Spirit of God. It's not just a one-time act. It's a lifetime, a daily decision and in process of being with and led by the Holy Spirit of God. Walk by the Spirit is so critical. I want to put up many translations just of this one verse in verse 16. This is a great way to study the Bible too. You can easily do this online and pull up different translations and just get a sense of what's happening underneath that meaning. It kind of fills out the picture sometimes too. And some of these can be used as a commentary. Some of these translations are paraphrased. Some of them are thought for thought. Some of them are word for word, like our translation and the ESV. But just want to help you see, what does it mean to walk by the Spirit? Let your walk and conversation be dominated, influenced by the Spirit. Like, that's good. As we live, we wake up and the Holy Spirit's taking everything we have, thought and mind, word, deed. Let the Spirit direct. It's a very important word. He must direct our lives. Let your steps be guided. You see, they're all synonyms happening here. So it means to walk by the Spirit. Live by following the Spirit. Be guided by the Spirit. Live according to your new life in the Holy Spirit. If He's regenerated you, then you must now follow the one who has given you life, of course. Live your whole life in the Spirit. And this is repeating from one up here, but let the Spirit direct your lives. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. If we don't walk by the Spirit, we do not stand a chance. We must walk by the Spirit. He's the only one who can become the flesh denier within our lives. So I want to spell this out a little bit more because this is just so important. What does walking by the Spirit look like practically? Walking by the Spirit means I depend upon the Spirit of God. Every day I live, every day I live. If you're going to walk by the Spirit, it must be dependence on. I must be influenced by. I must submit to. Loved ones, these are daily decisions that we are to make if we are to walk by the Spirit of God. I am guided by, I am in communion with the Holy Spirit. All of these are practical outworkings of what it means to walk by the Spirit. He's my leader. This is all, I'm following His lead. But some of you are like, okay, I understand the themes of this. Can you get more practical for me, Robbie? Sure, let's go to the right column here, okay? So, if I'm walking with the Spirit, even more practically, what? Now, loved ones, please know this too, okay? Walking by the Spirit, it's not supposed to be complicated. It's not supposed to be a secret. The secret to the life is walking by the Spirit, but the secret of walking by the Spirit is not supposed to be, again, really a secret at all. Prayer, of course. Prayer's dependence, prayer's influence, prayer's submission, reading God's word. What we're doing right now in Galatians 5, we are aligning ourselves with what the Holy Spirit wants to say to us as how we follow Him. You don't read God's word, don't stand a chance. You can't stand a chance being influenced, guided, and led by the Spirit of God. Yielding to Him, that is not my will, yours be done, oh God. It is surrendering ourselves on a day-to-day basis. And so as I'm praying, as I'm reading God's word, as I seek to repent, as I want to be led by Him, then what? I actively choose His will. Now again, praying, reading God's word in community with other believers, being held accountable, all of that adds up to being walking and led by the Spirit of God. Isn't that so simple? Listen, the main reason so many believers are floundering and in the ditch, no prayer, no Bible, no fellowship, no real communion with the Lord. And so you take those things out, of course you're not being led by the Spirit. You can't walk by the Spirit without prayer, without the Bible, without a group of people who love you in Jesus Christ, you can't walk by the Spirit. So no wonder so many believers are in the ditch because they have no strength other than what's their own, and their self will always let them down. So here's what happens when we're praying and reading God's word and in community and in fellowship and yielding to the Lord. What begins to happen is we begin to mature in the Lord Jesus Christ. We begin to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And I've taught on this before, but what happens, and this is so beautiful, as you begin to become aware of what the Lord wants you to do by His Spirit, you find yourself every day with one of two choices, door A, door B.
You walk up to a situation, you're about to say something. You're about to do something. You're about to think something intentionally. And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit goes, whoa, 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 whoa. You have door A, Robbie. Door A is the willful choice to sin in your flesh, to say that hurtful thing, to cheat on some act or at work, to do something that will be harmful, to be dishonest, whatever it is, to deceive. Door A is the choice of the flesh. He says, you can do that. You can walk through that door, but you will be willfully losing in life. And then he says, but here's door B. And door B is the way of God. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the path of life. It's the path of joy. It's the path that God guarantees to bless. Door B is always harder than door A. Door A is so much easier to walk through. Door A might feel like it's going to be right, but we have the choice. When you are growing in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are stopped by the presence of God. You see door A for what it is. You see door B for what it is. And at that moment, you decide if you want blessing or you want pain. Now, you might believe the pain door is actually the pleasure door, but it will never work out that way, not in the long term. And every time we choose door B, the ways of God, the Holy Spirit of God, every time we choose that door, we are choosing the path of the Lord and therefore choosing the path of blessing. Imagine that just in the context of marriage alone. Every day, probably dozens of choices, door A, door B. And the mature Christians, they see them, and at that point, the Holy Spirit's like, man, I've told you, will you walk with me or will you be led by your flesh towards the destruction of self? So a term in our day, which is a very negative term, is DUI, driving under the influence of alcohol. It's a serious criminal offense in our land. And that talks about someone who is under the influence of a substance that heightens the flesh to create a very, very difficult and very dangerous decision-making process where many, many lives are hurt and wounded or killed forever because someone is unable to operate under the proper influence. DUI. We are called as believers in Jesus Christ to walk under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5, do not be drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit. Do not be under the control of alcohol, but be under the control of the Holy Spirit of God, because he leads us through the door and the path of blessing. I am telling you, this biblical teaching right now, what we're talking about right now, this will be the massive difference maker for every single one of us who care to live in the life of Jesus Christ. It's wisdom versus foolishness. It's so simple, yet so profound. The ability to see the reality of what is happening. Do I want to walk by the Spirit? Do I want to walk by my flesh? Now notice here in verse 60, I want you to see something. Paul says, but I say walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the... See the order there? The order is walk by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. What many believers do, look here, many believers reverse it. What many believers do, if I try hard to deny the flesh, then I will walk by the Spirit, okay? That's a massive mistake. That is nowhere in the Bible.
Wow, well, a strong word from God's word today and a message of hope for all of us today. We pray that you receive that from the Lord today and your hearts are encouraged by that and you face this day delighting in the hope that's found in the Lord Jesus. And loved ones, just a reminder, we would love here at Live in the Light, we would love to hear from you if God's been moving in such a strong way, maybe even just today, providing you with that great message of hope. Our phone number is 1-844-22-LIGHT. That's 1-844-22-L-I-G-H-T. Or you can reach out to us via our website at liveinthelight.ca. Thanks for joining us today, listeners. We hope you join us again next time here on Live in the Light.